The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Joining me for a few minutes this morning, Congressman William Timmons. Good morning, Congressman. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Joey. I'm like everybody else. I'm home. I've been here for a really long time, and I hope you're staying safe and you're healthy.
We're hunkered down like everyone else. Of course, yesterday, the governor kind of taking it a step further, issuing, you know, I noticed that he didn't really call it a stay-at-home order. He called it something like home or work or something like that.
A lot of it's semantics. I mean, if you look at the restrictions that the governor has placed on South Carolina, it's very similar to the other states, but the whole premise of a shelter in place, you have to stay at home, it just doesn't sit well with a lot of people in South Carolina. And, you know, if you look at the most aggressive orders in other states, they're really not shelter in place. They're shelter in place, but a whole bunch of exceptions. And the governor has said, we're going to not shelter in place, but it's going to be essentially the same thing. We do things our own way in South Carolina.
Sure. Yes. Yes. One thing that he said confused me a bit, because I know that a couple of weeks ago he had authorized law enforcement to enforce three or more you can't gather. But he talked about church services Easter Sunday and encouraging everyone to do church services. He said, you know, I'd encourage you to stream if possible. If not, have your service outdoors. And if that's not possible, at least practice social distancing. So I guess he was saying that churches can have their services. Do you know what the deal is with that?
I think he would probably clarify that by saying we shouldn't have 100 people in a room that fits 100 people.
Right.
If you're going to have a room that fits 100 people, you need to have 25 people or 20 people. And, you know, the theory that Governor McMaster would ever say you can't have a church service would be totally abhorrent to him. So he wants everyone to worship. He wants everyone to pray, but do it in a safe way that does involve physical distancing, social distancing. That's how the other variables come in, outside or in a low occupancy version of a building.
Sure, sure. All right, so on Friday, local banks could start submitting applications for small business loans as part of the coronavirus relief package that you guys passed in Washington a couple weeks or so ago now. Any feedback on how this is going, Congressman?
We have been working so hard. Our office has been directing people and, you know, providing information to small businesses that need these loans. The Payroll Protection Program has gone fairly well, considering that the president signed it into law two Fridays ago. So we're 11 days into this program, and they've already sent out over $60 billion.
Wow.
Bank of America got 177,000 applications in just, I think it was 2 or 3 days. So UCB got 7,000 applications in the first 10 hours. So
Wow. They
are coming in, and the aid, these loans that will turn into grants are going out, and we're doing everything we can to help small businesses that need help. And really the biggest thing that we're doing is providing feedback to Treasury and to the Small Business Administration from local and regional banks that are struggling with certain components of this program, and they're being very responsive. I mean, this has been an incredible effort by the president and the administration to provide this relief. It's $360 billion to small businesses, and the president has indicated if that runs out, which it very likely will in the next week or two, that he will request more from Congress, which I have a feeling will likely be allocated. But
sure.
I'm just hoping that this coronavirus, the lockdown, the shutdowns will end here in the coming weeks. I think there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and I'm just praying for end of the month or early May.
Yep, and we all are saying that same prayer with me this morning, Congressman William Timmons. So early feedback then is that the program is working the way it should, and that there are, you know, a lot of small businesses applying. Those loans are being approved, and has money actually already been sent to some of these businesses?
Nationwide, over $60 billion as of the end of the day yesterday had been. South Carolina has some money that's gone out, but it's not been as substantial. But I do think that today and tomorrow we will be seeing tens, hundreds of millions of dollars, and I'm tracking that, and we're doing everything we can to make sure that that's as running as smoothly as possible.
Sure, sure. Now, of course, a lot of organizations, Congressman, we have a lot of nonprofits, great nonprofits here in upstate South Carolina, who even before the coronavirus, it was always a struggle to raise the money and resources needed to serve the people they serve. One of those, of course, you and I both support Miracle Hill, and you did something a little special with Miracle Hill last week. You teamed up with a couple of your former colleagues in the state Senate. Talk with us about that.
So State Senator Scott Talley and State Senator Ross Turner and myself, we talked to the owner of Stax, Michael Stasakis, and he cooked baked ziti for 300 people, and he delivered it in Greenville, and the Spartanburg shelter kind of picked it up, and we were happy, very, very, very happy and honored to donate dinner to Miracle Hill at their shelter in Greenville and at Shepherd's Gate and at their shelter in Spartanburg. And, you know, the whole message is if you can help, you need to help people that need help. And that was the purpose of doing what we can. And I would encourage everyone that is in a position to help people that need it to come together as a community and to, we're going to get through this together. And
right.
Yeah, it was we were happy to do it.
Well, and thank you for doing that, Congressman. You know, we talk about staying at home and the shelter at home. The thing is, some people don't have a home. And so it's why it's important to continue to support groups like Miracle Hill so that they can support the people they serve.
That's right. And, you know, I'm just urging everybody that has the ability to do something to help people that need it to do it. But obviously, a lot of people need help, and those are the people that we need to focus on most.
That is for sure. Congressman William Timmons, it's always good to catch up with you. Stay safe, and look forward to your update next week.
Stay safe, Joey. Thanks.